Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to Chip Chat, live from OpenStack Summit in Paris. I have a fellow Portlander with me, Alex Williams, all the way from my hometown. And he is the lead of the new stack and has been on the program before. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, great to be here.
So usually I'm sitting across from you at a coffee shop in Portland, and here we are in central Paris. I should say bonjour, I suppose, but what do you think about this summit? There's a lot of people here.
There are a lot of people here, and the activity is tremendous. And just the increase in the scope of OpenStack is noteworthy. I think there's about 100 projects now in OpenStack. Mm-hmm. And just to understand the breadth of that has to be a task for the user.
When you look at this, and I know you've been following OpenStack for quite a long time, where do you think we are in terms of companies actually deploying OpenStack in mainstream environments? And what do you think is the key takeaway that you felt thus far from the show compared to, let's say, even 6 months ago at the last summit?
Well, I think one way to, determine its growth is just in looking inside the meeting rooms where they're having these sessions. And I passed several rooms that were just packed to the rim, lining up against the walls just to hear what, was being said. And I think that shows that there is a kind of a deeper user community than we've had before.
Now, the new stack is doing a ton of stuff
right.
at the summit. You want to just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. We are having an event tonight, and the event is focusing on Docker container ecosystems and orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have Martin Mikos there speaking. We will have Bernard Golden of ActiveState, engineers from Rackspace and Docker, and Billy from Intel.
So why did you choose Docker? I mean, I shouldn't ask the question because that's one of the hottest topics around. But what is the reason why you're driving Docker for this particular meetup?
This is the third meetup that we've done since beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do them thematically, and Docker has been such a topic of discussion. And I think it also kind of talks to the increasing complexity of distributed infrastructure and just kind of the workloads that we're having and the amount of data that we're seeing in these mm-hmm. workloads. And the complexity that is required of that does mean that Docker does have a wider degree of acceptance. People just like to use it because it's simple and you can share it as well. And I think that's a big thing. And so that makes the whole process of developing a cloud computing infrastructure and actually managing it much more collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think those are themes we've seen for several years. We've seen that come out of GitHub, for example, in particular. And I think now Docker is kind of another school of collaboration, if you want to use that word. So that was really the impetus for it. I had not heard much about Docker in the context of OpenStack. And so our focus tonight is really to help just clarify, help understand what that context is.
Mm-hmm. What other things have you heard thus far? I know it's early in the event, but what are the most salient things that you've taken away in terms of points of conversation from the keynotes or other sessions you might have attended?
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things I've been hearing is this convergence of big data, so to speak, and private clouds.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a corollary there.
Mm-hmm.
And so companies that are looking to build out their own infrastructures are also thinking of their own data and how they manage that. And so That to me was one of the most aha moments I've had so far. Because that says to me, okay, there's this recognition that that data is just so, it just has to be processed in such volumes that mm-hmm. there needs to be understood better, and kind of upgrading your infrastructure is one way to do that.
Well, and it seems that people are getting much more sophisticated about looking at their own data and marrying that with public data that's available to get to better decisions.
Right.
Did you hear anybody in particular talk about this in terms of a use case?
I'm hearing it mostly just in, that's just the thing about OpenStack. I'm just hearing it mostly in
hallway conversations and
things
like that.
But the CERN story, I think, is reflective of that. Mm-hmm. I think that what they're trying to do is a reflection of, that need to manage data in a different kind of a way.
Well, yeah, they do have quite a lot of data that's coming out of that super collider.
Yeah.
That was an impressive presentation.
That applesauce.
Exactly. I think that they won an award today.
Yeah, they did.
Super user of the year or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I think they're a good poster example of, the need to really manage your data in wholly different kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. When you take a look at the types of folks that are coming to OpenStack, what do you think the audience is thinking about, core industry developers and IT organizations that are attending, and where do you think that's going?
Well, I think the project, I think, again, the community here is reflective of OpenStack's maturity. Now, you get a different kind of a developer here, right? It's like, and there'll be events where you'll see, the developer tool companies that will, that will be talking about, different monitoring capabilities or, documentation techniques. And you don't see that as much here. I think it's much more of an IT-centric kind of a crowd. I don't see the developers in this part of the building. Now, over in the developer, across the street at the hotel, mm-hmm. there are a lot of discussions going on over there that are they're very developer focused. So for example, I was hearing some discussions about what is the relationship between Swift and Ceph, right? Mm-hmm. And how are those different storage environments working together? So over there, I think it's almost like that's the DNA of OpenStack,
right?
Over in the Meridian,
How to work with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out these issues. I mean, for example, there was that Swift Ceph discussion I was hearing. I think it's also, very much true in what you're hearing coming out of how is Nova, changing, mm-hmm. right? And how does Nova change with the advent of Docker containers, right? Mm-hmm. Or any kind of container for that matter. And so I think the developers here are really kind of, they're reflective of that enterprise community. Mm-hmm. On this side of the, over here in Palais Royal, I almost think there's a lot of kind of a deeper kind of group of IT folks.
Yeah, I was walking through the booth communities, and it seems like major proliferation of OpenStack providers, or products that have an adjacency with OpenStack, and then the big players as well. I mean,
right.
Intel is obviously here. I saw IBM, HP, Red Hat, Cisco, etc. So all the people that you'd expect. Anybody that you were surprised to see?
Anyone I was surprised to see here, in terms of the providers
mm-hmm.
that would be interested in where OpenStack is going and have a vested interest in it. I haven't noticed anyone in particular. I just think there's a lot more here than I've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is the most interesting. The fact that there's just so many more providers here. I did see Oracle over in one corner, and I was curious why they're here. I don't always associate them with OpenStack, though they are members. And so they're probably the most surprising one for me to see.
Mm-hmm. I think that their tagline is enterprise class OpenStack. I'm not quite sure what that means. Well, I think that it's going to be a great week.
Yeah.
What are the highlights for you coming up this week in terms of things that you want to check out?
I want to get a clear picture again of where containers are in terms of the Docker, in terms of the OpenStack ecosystem. I'm very interested in the networking story. I think the networking story is going to be something that we hear more about. I think if there is another big theme that I heard today was about OpenStack and building this the programmable cloud. And there's this then, I think then that does precipitate the need to think more about, you know, the networking.
For sure.
And so I'm really interested in that. I'm actually working on a story on that topic because I just think that it's going to be a, that's going to be a big one. Because the way it is now is the networking is just too complicated.
For sure.
You know, and it's just too hard to do. So like basically, you know, you just route everything into one machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, I'm hearing these concepts of like almost like creating networking pools, right? And so the pools and, you know, almost creates kind of like almost a semantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
which then helps under, which kind of has a universal policy overlay on it. And so that's an interesting topic.
You know, I think that you could argue that the true value of OpenStack or any orchestrator is not achieved until you have underlying resources that can be automated.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, you're not really controlling your underlying infrastructure in an intelligent manner.
Right.
So, you know, the network storage infrastructure, those are the two key things in terms of getting infrastructure ready to be orchestrated in an intelligent manner.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's going to be a very interesting topic to follow.
I think so.
You know, you've hit on both of them. I guess the other question is, you know, the trust in an open source orchestrator,
right,
in enterprise environments, and for that matter, in telco environments. There's been a lot of talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the core network of telco looking at OpenStack as
yeah.
a solution. And, you know, they're even more antsy, for lack of a better word, about change and you know, open source deployments in the core seems to be pretty avant-garde for them. Have you been seeing anything or attending any of those sessions?
In the telco
yeah.
realm, I have not attended any sessions in the telco realm, but I think you hit on a kind of a key issue that the telcos have to face, and that's how are they going to be more programmably oriented,
mm-hmm.
really? And you see that, I think, from like, you see that initially from companies like CenturyLink, who
sure.
are starting to understand it better. And I think that, you know, they're slowly trying to spread internally this idea of, you know, agile development and such, you know, building out that those
mm-hmm.
kind of practices. You know, there's, and I think Swisscom is another good example of that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's slowly taking hold, but it's not kind of standing out
mm-hmm.
for me at least.
So Alex, this is the first time you've been on the program since you launched the new stack.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us just a little bit about the new stack and it, you know, why you decided that
yeah.
it was time to launch a new platform?
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking. The new stack, I define it as services and software on sophisticated, fast, and distributed infrastructure, as well as nodes, because I think you need to start thinking more about the Internet of Things,
mm-hmm.
right? And how anything is possibly a node. And really what we're looking at are these new stacks that developers are building and how they're being managed. And so that has given me, I think, some sense of how significant these shifts are. And that was part of why I wanted to do this, because I was very interested in like really seeing how deep we could go into these topics.
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, I don't think there was the need for another enterprise block.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think the term enterprise is used as a catch-all in the tech media world. And instead, I think what we're looking at, again, are all these different kinds of stacks that are being developed, you know, and they're being developed by all kinds of companies, be they enterprise or whoever.
Sure.
And so that has been a lot of fun to kind of cover it from that angle. And that's what I really wanted to do when I started it, because I felt just like there's just such a rich, you know, underserved community there that, you know, that we could, you know, really talk to. And so far, it's been a great deal of fun.
Well, I've been reading it quite a bit. If you're listening online, check it out. The URL is thenewstack.io. Is that right?
That's right.
And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of content up this week.
Yes.
About the summit. So if you're following along from home and didn't make it to Paris, check it out.
Yeah, we're actually going to be posting today a guide to the Juno release. We did some data research on integrated releases out of Juno and looking at the highlights from the blueprints.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your week at OpenStack Summit to spend some time with Chip Chat, and I hope to catch up with you at your meetup tonight.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.